Hey, we welcome you back on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on Regional Radio. Andy Humphrey now joined by DeSoto Dragons head football coach Chris Johnson. Big win on senior night tonight, 7-3 over Potosi. They get a 5-4 record for the regular season. And coach, you know, it was kind of sloppy at times. Jeez. I mean, turnovers on both ends, inside the red zone on both ends, but you come out on top, you get just enough. What's the mentality like from your group to keep things going, even after all those mistakes, to keep getting the win?
Well, I think that that's the difference in where we are now than where we were as a program. You know, I think in the past, when you have that many mistakes and you miss that many opportunities like we missed tonight to put points on the board, I think in the past our kids would have just crumbled. You know, they would have been like, we're cursed, we're never going to be able to score, you know. You're dropping, you're fumbling, everything, you know, you're going into the end zone, you just can't score. I think in the past, our kids didn't really have that mental toughness to just stay in it. And I think our kids now have that. I do. I mean, I think they've been in enough of these dogfights to know that if you just keep playing and you just keep hammering and you just believe that something good is going to happen, that at some point it does. And for us, we've been lucky to get a couple of these very ugly, ugly wins. But, hey, that's the one thing I can say. I'll take an ugly win over a pretty loss any day of the week.
Well, on offense, Briar Fisher did pretty well going with the football. 241 yards by my count, 13 of 21 with a touchdown and a couple of picks. But what did you see from him as he tried to move the offense down the field? He had some good help from his receivers, too.
He did. He had a nice night tonight. He missed a few throws that we have to keep working on because for us, you know, he needs to be accurate because that's what he does. He's accurate with the football. So he missed a few tonight that we can keep working on in practice to try to clean it up. But for the most part, I mean, what he does is distributes the football and gets the football to the right guys in the right opportunities, and does a good job at handing that thing off to Cole. And I got to give a lot of credit to the O-line tonight. Cole Watson really ran well. The last couple of weeks, he's really been doing a nice job at kind of setting things up, understanding a little bit more about, you know, how to play the running back position and less about trying to be a fullback. You know, the kid was been a fullback for the last how many ever years coming up through Pee Wee and all that. So now to be the guy that's now the running back, it's kind of a different thing. You got to let some things develop in front of you. And I think these last couple of weeks, he's really kind of been a little bit more patient and waited to see what he could find and then been explosive running the football. So I'm very proud of Cole. I'm very proud of the O-line doing a good job maintaining blocks. And we really were able to move the football. I mean, at halftime, I went through our sheet and I went, all right, here we go, plus 14, plus 6, plus 8, plus 22, plus 7, plus 5. I'm like, there's nothing wrong. You know, we had no points at halftime and everything was pluses on the offensive side. And so it was just kind of disheartening because I felt like we easily should have had two or three scores on the board at halftime. So thankfully our kids were resilient and they hung in there tonight and were able to get this victory on senior night.
Well, and your defense certainly kept your offense in the game. Some big plays. You know, you have to mention Dominic DeMarco that play near the goal line, getting that sack fumble, as well as Clayton Studden with the first two picks for your team all season. He came up so big tonight.
Yeah, he's a senior and he's been the guy that has really just kind of kept playing no matter what. He never comes off the field. He's on all of our special teams. He does all that. So for him to come up with our first two interceptions, and I know that's crazy in week 9, and I've coached DB, so maybe I need to go back to the drawing board. Maybe the DB coach needs to figure out how to maybe cause some more turnovers in the air. But we've really played a lot of run-based teams. We really have not had a lot of teams that really throw it around a lot. And so there hasn't really been that many opportunities. But there were two big ones tonight, and he made two monster turnovers that got us the possession back and were able to kind of seal the deal. You mentioned Dom. Dom has been, you know, he's a three-year starter at that Mike linebacker spot. And Dom is, he's our guy on defense, man. I mean, everything kind of works based on White plugging it up in the middle and then just letting Dom see it and go get it. Every week he has 12, 13, 14 tackles. And so it was nothing just other than a regular game for Dominic tonight, you know, causing turnovers and making tackles all over the field. So just a regular Dominic night.
You know, this sealed a winning record for you in the regular season with a 5-4 record, and now you go into district play. However things may shake out, what do you see as the strengths and weaknesses of your team going into the playoffs next week?
Well, I do think we've figured out how to be resilient. I mean, we really have. We had a few games, North County, Melville, that really kind of got away from us. Other than those two games, our kids have really, really – they've been determined. They just keep playing. They keep making plays. And so I think for us, we have got to clean a few things up and get more efficient when it gets close to that end zone. You know, I mean, you just can't – you can't fumble it on the one-yard line going in to score. You can't drop – multiple touchdowns when you're standing in the end zone and there's nobody around you. You just can't do that. You can't do that and expect to win week in and week out. And so for us, we have got to execute and be able to put those points on the board, because our defense is playing really well. Mike Ginge, our defensive coordinator, a lot of the guys on that side of the ball, Kyle Huey, Jared White, Keith Woodland, Dave Greenlee, I mean, a lot of those guys do a great job of getting our kids prepared. They put a good game plan together, and our kids play hard. We just got to put more points on the board so that when our defense is playing as well as they are, we're rewarding them, you know, by the effort, by being able to get ahead and put some points on the board. So it'll be exciting. I mean, our kids were very disappointed in that Festus game. We played hard. We did a lot of good things. We just made a lot of kind of dumb mistakes. And so if we ever can just eliminate some of these crazy mistakes and play really just a complete game on both sides of the ball, I feel like we are a very, very good team that can play with anybody. But I'm sure all coaches say that. But I really do. I feel like a lot of the things that we kind of do are self-inflicted. And I think if we can ever just get efficient and just eliminate a few of these crazy things that happen throughout the game, I feel like we can really play with about anybody. So we'll see. I mean, we're excited. This is what we always talk about. I wanted to be a program that whenever it was time to go, I wanted to be a team that was deep in playoffs. I mean, that's been our goal from the beginning, is to be teams that everybody wants to play deep into the season. And I want our guys to think like that. We've talked about it. We talk about state championships. We talk about deep playoff runs. We make our kids believe that it can happen. And so next week is when it all begins.
Well, a good win for the seniors tonight. Go enjoy it with them, Coach.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks for being here. Thanks for everything you guys do.
All right, that's Chris Johnson, head coach of the DeSoto Dragons, joining us in the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. 7-3 victory over Potosi on senior night. We're back on End Zone after this.